Keegan Randall was on top of the podium again today at the U.S. Cross Country Ski Championships in Anchorage. Randall won the 10-kilometer skate race. Another Anchorage skier, James Southam, took third in the men's 15-kilometer skate. Chris Freeman of New Hampshire won that race, capturing his 13th national title. There was a surprise on the podium, too. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
You couldn't find a bigger smile at Kincaid than the one plastered on Tad Elliott's face. The Durango, Colorado skier wasn't considered much of a contender. He says he was hoping for a top 10, but even that seemed out of reach. Then he started skiing.
Yeah, at first I was like, wow, I'm feeling really good. My equipment's really good. These Salomon skis are ripping. And then on the third lap, my final lap, they said, you're in second overall right now, out of everybody. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And so that motivated me to try to finish as fast as I could.
Elliott maintained the silver medal, edging out Olympic hopeful James Southam with Alaska Pacific University. Southam was a bit frustrated with the race.
It was okay. It started out really well and kind of blew up the last two-thirds of the race. I just started pretty aggressively and maybe a little too aggressively, and then just wheels came off.
It was a relatively warm day at Kincaid, about 25 degrees, and Southam says that affected the course.
The conditions were a little different than I thought they would be. Usually it's a little bit faster and a little bit firmer, and today it was a little bit softer and sugary, when you go out fast like I did, those kind of conditions can come and bite you. And today bit pretty hard.
The women's race followed the men's event.
Alaska, this is Keegan Randall.
It was a staggered start, with skiers shuffling up to the gate every 30 seconds.
Keegan Randall, truly one of the best skiers in the world. She's won a World Cup in Rybinsk, Russia. And just recently, she was seventh place in a World Cup in Davos.
A crowd of fans cheered as Keegan Randall powered out of the chute and disappeared into the woods. In the end, Randall won by a comfortable 10 seconds, but she was behind several skiers at the midway point of the race.
I was getting splits around the 6 or 7K mark that I was still down by at least 5 seconds, so I really just focused and tried to, like I said, dance on my feet out there and really found my racing speed that last couple K.
Randall says she intentionally held back a little bit at the beginning.
I got advice from the boys today. They said, you know, just ski really even laps and build into it, because this course is deceivingly hard. If you go out just a little too fast, it sucks your energy and then you're really in trouble in the last bit. So I knew that if I felt strong going into the second lap, I could make up a deficit. I could do a lot. So I think it was a good strategy today.
Randall is assured a place on the Olympic team, but second place finisher Caitlin Compton of Minneapolis is hoping her race today will help gain her a spot. She says she loves skiing in Alaska and always seems to have a good race at Kincaid.
It was amazing. I woke up this morning and you know, there's just sometimes when you know it's gonna be a good day, and I kind of had that feeling like, oh, this could be a good day. So it was definitely everything that I had hoped for today.
That's the kind of thing John Farah likes to hear. The United States Nordic director looked pleased as he watched the action in the Kincaid Stadium. He says he has one hope for the event.
Everybody walks away going, hey, I threw my best race down, and that's what you want. People coming from all over the country and can say, today was a great day, and I did the best I could. Right. So no crashes, no moose, you know, no moose in front of them.
Farah says there haven't been any moose problems on the course so far this year. The cross-country ski championships include two more days of racing at Kincaid this week. The distance classic race is Wednesday, and the classic sprint is Friday. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.